listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
I was just listening. I decided it'd been a long time. Hi, folks. This is Kay. It's been a long time since I listened to No Agenda because I just felt they were very, negative, scare tactic-y. You know, they're like, oh, everything's evil. There's nothing you could do about it, whatever. And maybe we talk that way too, but these guys have a lot of authority. I don't think they're trying to I don't think that Curry and Dvorak really try and help us uncover what's going on. They talk about it an awful fucking lot. I don't think they're there to help us uncover. So I'm pretty sure they're paid opposition. And I'm just on this latest show, Thursday 2/19. They talk once again, about the Smith-Mundt Act that is supposed to have been allowed propaganda. So let's listen to that.
For those of you who are new to the program, you have to understand the Smith-Mundt Act was set up specifically to forbid the government of the United States to use propaganda on its citizens.
Wrong, 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 Adam Curry. You're supposed to be Mr. I like to look stuff up. Why don't you look that up? All the Smith-Mundt Act says is the U.S. government can't pay. It's just funding. It's just funding. That's it. Who pays for propaganda? Well, the law said the U.S. government can't pay for propaganda on its own citizens, but it can pay for propaganda outside the United States, and it can't. So that's the whole reason for the Smith-Mundt Act. And it's with terrorism. That's the reason for it. And there's all sorts of the rules how you can spend the money, but it's supposed to be for like Yemeni groups living in the U.S. or like Saudi groups living in the U.S. or some terrorist group living in the U.S. to infiltrate and make them more likely to like America with their propaganda. So Adam Curry, I can't believe you still don't know this. It's only about funding. There's no rule that propaganda doesn't exist. It's who funds it and what agency. That's what this is. All right, let's back this up. Let's hear him perjure himself one more time. Let's hear Adam Curry lie about the Smith-Mundt Act.
And for those of you who are new to the program, you have to understand the Smith-Mundt Act was set up specifically to forbid the government of the United States to use propaganda on its citizens. So that has now been...
But let's be honest about it. The U.S. government didn't pay for propaganda. They had all their... There were loopholes to do it anyway. You're telling me World War II didn't have any propaganda? Holy cow, of course it did. But it's a funding issue. Who's going to pay for it? It's going to be, you know, what group is going to do it? Is it going to be the Gates Foundation? Is it going to be the Rockefeller Trust, who are working on most likely behalf of whoever runs our government? Let's finish the segment, shall we?
Open and free and available to the government as a tool for the better part of a year and a half.
Yeah, you think they were paying attention to the Smith-Mundt Act 3 years ago? I don't think so.
But now it seems like the... Wow, okay.
Now nobody can bust them is what you're saying. I think no one was going to bust them anyway. This is the problem. Wait, this is why they repealed it.
I kind of feel like when I hear these things go on that Curry is the handler for Dvorak. Curry is the CIA handler for Dvorak. That's what this sounds like. You know, because he's trying to put all these ideas together. It's like he's grabbing little Dutch nuggets of news and little... You know, German nuggets of news and putting them together for all these cool conspiracies, why there's war in Chechnya or whatever he's doing. Does Dvorak know that Curry's his handler? What do you think? Yeah, I don't know for sure. I'm suppositioning this to you all right now. Let's finish.
It's because the public doesn't give a crap.
Well, that's true. But now I think that, you know, well, it seems like it's become so easy for them now that they just... Look, half of the White House spokesperson staff is on the news channels all the time.
Didn't that happen before? Is this the only time that ever happened? The White House news staff was never on channels before? What? Of course they were. Who's that big one from the Clinton era? Stephanopoulos. He's from Clinton's. Look, he was in the news so much they freaking hired him. Stephanopoulos, you're so good at the White House deal. Come work for the news station. And he went right over. What the heck? So, Curry, I'm sorry. There's a lot of, has happened before the Smith-Mundt Act was repealed.
And these creating White a House great staff is one group. The other half State is Department. CIA.
CIA, State Department, everybody.
Yeah. No, there's nobody. In fact, if you, unless you turn to Al Jazeera or RT.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, I have to laugh.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, unless you turn to those stations and even NewsHour, it's all government officials or ex-government officials or stooges for the government or phonies for the government.
Yeah.
You don't see hear any professors. You don't get to hear Cohen.
No.
He only shows up on Democracy
from time
Now
to time.
Once in a while.
Yeah. And of course,
I find it interesting that John and Adam haven't figured out the news and how it is controlled. How can that be? Is there a paid opposition, perhaps? That's why they make sure they never discover anything of importance. Let us in on the secret. I haven't listened to them for a while, and as I said in the beginning, and I just turned it on. I'm already irritated beyond belief. Already irritated. I feel like I'm watching the nightly news. They're so bad. Maybe try that. If you're a stout listener to the No Agenda show, try laying off it for a couple weeks and coming back. If it still has the same appeal, well, God bless. But my God, it's like I can barely handle it. All right, let's keep listening to see what these gentlemen have to say.
Democracy Now! Has a bunch of government stooges on it.
And we'll be.
Why do we want to hear the government stooges?
Well,
I'm sorry.
We don't have a choice. This is what you get. But a very, very sad day, John. Very, very sad day in stooge land.
Yes, what's.
I find it interesting also that they admit that the news is controlled, right? They admit that, John and Adam admit it. They're saying it. Why not put together that bigger picture then? That not just the news organizations have their control, but perhaps the news does too. What do you think? If a station is controlled, then maybe the news is? Or could a station be controlled and the news be absolutely perfectly trustworthy? I don't think that's even possible, is it? No. All right, that's all I wanted to play. Adam Curry, perjuring himself. Let's listen to it one more time. Let's set it up. The Smith-Mundt Act was only about funding. There was no order about to do propaganda or not to do propaganda. Just funding and who's going to pay for it. That's all.
Mundt Act. And for those of you who are new to the program, you have to understand the Smith-Mundt Act was set up specifically to forbid the government of the United States to use propaganda on its citizens.
Thank you very much, Adam Curry, for lying to us all yet once again.
Hi, I'm Rubelisk, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.